of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Ooh! And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Saturday, November 24th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check me out on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And friends, we are back home. So if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. New callers, this is your program. This is about you. We're here for you. We're not entertainers. We're patriots. Christian patriots, yeah? Amen. One and the same, John.
One and the same.
Now, friends, that number again is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because it's a terrible place to be when your
brains are in somebody else's head.
Now, before you get going, I want everybody to know that over the last week we've been talking about 56 million dead in the name of government gun control. And I want to do a, culmination. I want to do a,
Culmination is good.
Do you like that word?
Accumulating all of
Totally. Let's take the whole week and bring it to the end of the week and share with you over the week what we've learned.
That's right.
Because this might come as a shocker, but you'll never hear this on talk radio, friends. We don't know everything. But that's all we have to do is go back and
that's
find
right.
out where we
it's
came
all written.
From. And there it is. And that's what we stick to.
Right.
And guess what? We're safe that way, aren't we?
That's right.
Okay. So it's a terrible place to be when
your brains are in somebody else's head. Folks, this week, and I encourage you all to do this because I think it's important. Every week we do a commentary on WorldNet Daily. And we also do it on a host of other outlets. It just happens to be the main source that Bradley's a commentator on. This past week he did a piece on the Supreme Court, and many people think and have a whole lot of preconceived ideas that are very deceptive, that the Supreme Court is there forever, they're there for life, we need a good president because if he appoints a bad judge, then they're going to change the laws. No. They can't change laws. They're not appointed there for life. They're there for good behavior. But I want you to listen to now where our Supreme Court has taken us, because they have, and only because the people have allowed. William Blackstone, a professor of common law, whom our founding fathers often referenced. As a matter of fact, he was the second most quoted human author in the time of the Declaration and the Constitution.
Incarnate.
That's right, and he was quoting the Bible most of the time.
Sure.
And this is a quote that
That's how Charles Finney got saved, by the way. But
Blackstone's commentaries.
Yes, yes.
No enactment of man can be considered law, we're speaking about judges, unless it conforms to the law of God. That's what he said.
Is that why Moses and the Ten Commandments are plastered right where the Supreme Court is? And outside of the building is Moses and the Ten Commandments right above the Supreme Court. And how do they start?
It's not just God save the U.S. in this honorable court.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not just pretty artwork, because you do see it in all the Supreme Courts. I mean, when I was a kid, I'd look up, oh, yeah, there's Moses. What does that have to do with anything? I don't know, because nobody taught me.
That's how they're to be ruled.
And unfortunately, most people are 30 and 40 years old. Oh, yeah, there's Moses. What does that have to do with anything? I don't know.
How many Christians today, or professed Christians today, say they love God, and then you would ask them if they knew the Ten Commandments, and they can't even give you three of them?
The Ten, oh, well.
That's hypocrisy.
That
yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So this is what judges
Scripture says in 1 John, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
That's right.
Faith worketh by love, and whose faith are we talking about? Because we love, we serve.
That's right. Okay. We obey.
Keeping our eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith. Go ahead, Jake. Sorry.
This is a judge's decision. Now, I just contrast that with William Blackstone. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Our founders decided this when they put the Supreme Court in position. Hamilton, by the way, said that we don't have to worry about the Supreme Court. It's going to be the least threatening quarter of our Constitution, of our constitutional republic.
And now America acts like the Supreme Court is God.
God's.
For the most part, they've let them become God. And what they say, for some reason, the American people think the Supreme Court is the final jurisdiction. No, they are not. They are to be ruled just like we are. They are an extension of who we are, friends, under God. Go ahead.
I can feel most of you actually right now as you're listening to this saying, yeah, is that right?
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You can go to Facebook on The Sons of Liberty. There's a video that Bradley produces every single week. This week it has to do about the Supreme Court, and it's, quote, titled, A Law Unto Themselves. They're in their own fairy tale land, and if we want to follow, they'll lead, but we don't have to follow. We shouldn't follow. We should be impeaching. Because this is what the Supreme Court says nowadays.
And they'll only do what you let them get away with.
That's it.
That's exactly why people. That's why they're doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And they'll continue. Yep. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments, this is in a public school, mind you, this is the reference here, are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate, and obey the commandments. What would we do if our kids in public schools obey the Ten Commandments?
But finish it.
Which is not a permissible objective.
So in other words, the Supreme Court of the United States is now at war with God.
That's right. Whereas Blackstone said
black
no
robe
law.
Tyranny.
That's right.
Yep.
And this whole article...
Is this why you have a radical lesbian on the courts now? Her name is Alina Kagan.
Yep.
Never decided a case a day in her life.
Why would she?
But she was appointed by a radical, a progressive, a communist.
Because that's what it's about. It's about radicalizing.
Sotomayor. I mean, folks, this is all pre-planned stuff. That's what's going on in your country right now. And you do not have to sit back and tolerate it.
Well, they're there for life, Bradley. What are we supposed to do?
And the sad part about it is, who's telling you that? The daily it's professed conservatives. What does the Constitution say about good behavior, Jake?
Yep. It says that judges hold tenure. They hold office. This is judges in the
Supreme
Court. This
is the Constitution of the United States.
And the lower level courts hold it during good behavior.
Supreme and inferior courts.
That's right.
Good behavior. If they go outside of their scope of power, they are to be impeached.
That's right.
Every single one of them.
On the first offense.
Yep. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977. You got us for 2 hours. Make it count. The lines are open. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome recent campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay. I don't know how that worked.
Did they catch that? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, if you'd like to see that last article, it's posted on WND WorldNet Daily and five other outlets: Right Side News, Conservative Action Alerts, Genesis Communication Networks, and again, WorldNet Daily and LifeSite News.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know if that's up there.
No, but there's times where you'll see it. A Christian response, but you can always go to our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty, and you can find these things every single week.
The Sons of Liberty Radio.
That's right. Yes. The Sons of Liberty Radio.
Don't
on
forget
Facebook.
Radio.
Radio.
Yeah. Radio. So that's we added radio so people wouldn't get confused.
Yeah.
Because there's other branches of Sons of Liberty.
Speaking of,
yes,
there was a gentleman who just, well, I should say a group of folks from Chicago. That
cool,
just
Chicago. All right.
Facebooked us, posted on our wall, and said, Sons of Liberty Chicago has a new Facebook page. See, liberty's contagious, and just like Thomas Jefferson understood, and just like, more specifically, actually Samuel Adams understood, he set brush fires of freedom or liberty in the hearts of men, and they carry, they consume,
Sammy,
and they go throughout all the
Sammy
country.
Said that.
He understood.
Cool name.
Went from Boston down to Virginia, down to Georgia.
East Coast is there.
Yeah, it would have took out Florida if it was there.
You think they're hanging out having some pizzas and Cokes over there?
Yeah, pizzas, you know.
Hey, Sammy, hey, Tommy, come on over here. What's up, Benny?
Sammy.
Hey, Benny Franklin, what's he doing? He's always sitting on Tommy's chair. He's trying to figure out why he's got those little rollers on it, you know?
He's swiveling around.
Yeah, they're writing out another document. It's called the Declaration of Independence or something.
Yeah,
you know, we was told we wasn't supposed to talk about it, but we're writing it now.
Yeah, they work hard at it, you know?
Yeah, throwing away that old tyrant overseas there.
So welcome to the Sons of Liberty, all you in Chicago that just joined up.
Yeah.
It's good to get organized, folks.
Very much.
Information moving.
Very much. I wanted to add, too, Jake, last week was Thanksgiving, and we shot a happy Thanksgiving out there the day before. And then we did a pre-record on Thursday so we could spend our days with our families on Thanksgiving because we are very thankful for what God has bestowed upon us.
Yeah.
What happened is that day, someone posted this in, for our news resources. We don't go to the state-run media. We go to reliable sources. And in finding some of the articles that were posted, this was one of them. And it was the new generation talking about Thanksgiving when asked. Caleb Bonham from Revealing Politics interviews, where he interviews people on what children should be taught about Thanksgiving. And listen to what he says specifically about MSNBC, and then listen to the response of the next generation. This is what professors are teaching kids in public schools. And this is what's in their hearts coming out of their mouths. The Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the what speaks? The mouth speaks. But again, Caleb Bonham from Revealing Politics, he interviews people on the streets as to what children should be taught about Thanksgiving. He's asking the question. Go ahead and play that and listen carefully, friends.
What do you think we should teach our kindergartners about Thanksgiving?
The truth. They need to know about the racism and the violence that went on.
So what do you think we should teach our kindergartners about Thanksgiving?
That is totally meaningless. Well, our nation was founded on slavery, genocide, murder, theft, and mass injustice that continues to this day.
So what do you think we should teach our students about Thanksgiving?
I think we should teach them about the genocide of the natives and why it happened and why we celebrate it.
Probably the slaughter and, you know, the genocide that was a resultant of our colonization and things.
You got to tell them the behind-the-scenes story that they stole and they stole.
You know, we have this happy, glowing picture of what U.S. history looks like, and then we have the reality of genocide, land theft, and slavery.
Melissa Harris-Perry said on MSNBC, the kindergarten story that you learned about grateful pilgrims and happy Indians is not even close to the historic reality of how European settlers brought violence, disease, and land theft to indigenous people. What do you think of that?
I think it's true.
Okay.
I think that we need to educate the real story.
I think that's something that everyone should know.
I think we brought, like, bad things.
I think he doesn't think.
So what do you think we should teach our students about Thanksgiving?
I think we should honestly just spell the whole holiday. Yeah.
Just get rid of it.
Just get rid of it, yeah.
It's just fake. We're celebrating something that don't even belong to us.
I mean, personally, I don't really get it.
You know what's interesting about that is it all came from the new ideology taught through the professors.
Yes, it did.
And for those idiots, sorry, friends, I don't mean to be demeaning, but and I'm not trying to put their light out to make mine brighter, but the fact is I have the facts and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Are these people that are complaining about our country that are being taught to hate their forefathers and their own country, are they walking in liberty? Because what I noticed when I was listening to this and watching this is I noticed not one of them had anything to complain about. They looked healthy. Some of them were out having a great day shopping with their friends in that country that those terrible, terrible forefathers gave unto them. And it's interesting, too, after 237 years, they're still walking in the liberty that was fought and sacrificed on the behalf of our forefathers. And one more question I'd like to add to these people that are complaining about this country. What are you still doing here?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a part of that kind of country.
What are you doing here?
See ya.
Whose forefathers are they anyways? Are they just mine? Are they somebody else's forefathers? Or are they not your forefathers too? You might want to do a little history, folks, because this is communism. Mm-hmm. They want you to hate your forefathers.
That's right.
They want you to look at them as terrorists, when in fact, 56 of them fought, bled, and died to give us what we have 237 years later, that the MSNBCs of the world and the communists of the world are trying to teach the next generation to hate. Yep, they're walking in the liberty of it.
Right.
And if that's the case, then why don't we all, and I'm not even kidding, why don't we all get a fund going to buy tickets, one-way tickets to Russia, and move every one of them, namely the professors and the idiots that believe, the useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin rightly called them. Well, why don't we just get all those people that can't stand our country and move them out of here, starting in the White House, friends.
Ooh. Yeah, speaking of the White House,
yeah.
You can find it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Our president gave his Thanksgiving oration.
Proclamation.
Yeah. Not one word about God.
Mm.
Not one word about our founders.
No.
Not one word about...
No, because he's too busy across seas, Jake, working for the Muslims.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, and he likes to do that.
He does.
He's overseas quite a bit while his country continues to be in shambles because of the policies that he implements and the people tolerate. But here it goes back again. What is the solution? Get rid of them.
Well, isn't there something wrong, Jake,
when
you have the president of the United States going to Muslim nations? Well, they look at him as one of their own, as being weak, but they like him.
They like him.
And isn't it interesting, they hate America, yet they like your president. And then when he comes to America, America hates the president. but foreign nations like our president. Mm-hmm. Who do you think he might be working for, friends? Read Deuteronomy 28 when you get some time, and Leviticus 26. But there's nobody to blame but ourselves.
That's right,
but aside
it's our country.
Of that, let's get back to Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. That's what I would have done.
Yeah,
if I'd have been the producer of the show. Totally. That was perfect. Thank you, Jake. Now, in saying that, Jake, talking about Thanksgiving, can we give some real history? Because
yes,
really what we have, the MSNBCs of the world, it's like they're complaining about where it is that we came from,
yep,
which is fabricated, rewritten history, and it's done through the revised version. Isn't it interesting also, friends, that our forefathers were so stupid, and the professors in colleges and the MSNBCs of the world, they're so smart.
Yeah. You know,
they're so smart, and they're trying to undo everything you are.
Yep.
How does that work? Isn't that work?
That's how smart they are.
They're complaining who you are as one nation under God. That's why they're at war with God 24-7. And, folks, they really are. And I'm humored by it. See, these people don't understand that he who spits against heaven will fall on his own back. They haven't taken the time to look at real history and see that history repeats itself. And these useful idiots, as Vladimir Lenin rightly called them, are only being used to implement communism behind their socialism, their ignorance.
Yep.
And you know what? For the most part, I give them a star. They're doing a good job. But they're un-American and they're enemies to this nation.
Yep.
I don't care if they like it or not. Phil Griffith from MSNBC, not only did he try to remove under God from the Pledge of Allegiance on one of their commercials, but he's also admitted that they're a progressive outlet, communist outlet. Yep. They admitted this, friends. And who are all these little young teeny boppers coming out of college? Who are they reciting?
Yep.
Who are they emulating, friends? Communists.
Yep. NBC, Comedy
yes.
Central, Viacom. Hey, by the way, Viacom owns a lot of these outlets.
What did Abraham Lincoln say? He said, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. Mm-hmm. So, friends, if you think the burn hippies are bad and you don't stand up and deal with the issues at hand, you are in some serious trouble.
Wait till you get to the anarchist hippies, which is what's being breeded right now.
Totally. Yep. And they need to take a bat. We need, you know what we should do?
Yeah.
Let's buy a bag or a whole box of soap.
We'll create a
and send
soap
it to
factory.
These burnt hippies in Congress.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll get them some combs.
Totally.
We'll get them some mouth rinse, too.
Can you give a couple quotes?
Yes. Here,
namely, this is my favorite one. This is Thomas Jefferson, the revisionists who are trying to tear down the forefathers and recreate them in their own image, which will never fly in a million years, because our forefathers were very intelligent. But can you give Thomas Jefferson's quote, Jake, before we get to 56 million dead in the name of government gun control, right after this break?
This is when he was governor. Governor Thomas Jefferson, 1779 of Virginia. I appoint a day of public thanksgiving to Almighty God to ask him if he would pour out his Holy Spirit on all ministers of the gospel, that he would spread the light of Christian knowledge through the remotest corners of the earth, and that he would establish these United States upon the basis of religion and virtue.
Yes! Be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, I want to make one more point about Thomas Jefferson, the revisionists. I know they try hard, friends, and they try to do their best to discredit the forefathers. And we talk about the forefathers enough on this radio program for the people across the world to know that, man, they were some intelligent people. I mean, we're called the light of the world for a reason, and it's not because of the modern-day revisionists. Mm-hmm. And the modern-day revisionists cannot stand history because it doesn't look like them.
No.
That's why they're so busy always trying to cap on them.
That's why they're revisionists.
They right? want to be the man. They want to be the ones that have done all the sacrifice without the sacrifice and lay out the foundations without understanding what they are talking about when it comes to the foundations. That's why they never recite the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence, or our foundations given unto us through common law, the Mosaic Institution. Never, friends. Never. These are never brought up. Why? And it's that simple. You know, James Madison was right when he said, you know what philosophy is? They use big words. But the bottom line is they have common sense meaning. And I believe it was Albert Einstein that rightly said, people that try to use big words to explain things away, he said they themselves can't explain it because they themselves don't understand it.
That's why they got to do those big words.
That's exactly. It's common sense. A little child is used as the model of heaven, friends. Don't forget that. But it's interesting, these revisionists, and I'll give it over to you in just a second here. Revisionists are like the frogs that are continuously calling the princes, the forefathers of the United States of America, ugly. You're right! You got it! Woo! Darianne!
There you go.
She is jumping all over this. But is it true?
Yes.
Yeah. A bunch of frogs. They are ugly as sin. And that's really, there's no righteousness about them. Yep. There's no truth in them.
Yeah.
None! And they want to cap on our foundations, and we have the longest standing constitution in the modern world, in modern history, friends.
Yep.
And they're constantly tearing away at the foundations. Why are you letting these idiots in colleges and friends? The lines are open 20. Listen, 6 days a week on this radio program. They are open. Professors will not call here. These social communists will not call here. But they will take the time to go out online and try to discredit everything I say. But they won't do it on the radio, friends. Why? Because you know the facts are on my side. The law is on my side. And you know what, friends? They know it, too.
Yes, they do.
1-877-807-9977. Any biblical or constitutional questions or comments, have at it. 1-877-807-9977.
For instance, many folks don't realize that I want to finish up this topic on Thanksgiving. By 1815, various state governments, this is literally no separation of church and state because virtue can't be separated from the state.
That's
otherwise
right.
It ceases to be a free state. And just like Thomas Jefferson said, that was his prayer, that virtue would be a main thing that would reign. That would be the basis of religion, and virtue would be established in the United States. By 1815, various state governments had issued at least 1,400 official prayer proclamations. Almost half of them Thanksgiving and prayer, and the other half times for fasting and prayer.
Discipline, wow.
And you know what? This is why. Because when our founders, the first Thanksgiving that they celebrated, it was after they came here and lost half of their population during the winter. Then they came and they had a miracle from God. Squanto came.
Squanto.
Native American. He taught them how to farm the land. And they had such an abundance that they thanked God. But before they did that, they fasted because there was drought. And oftentimes these colonies and the early colonists, this is a little history lesson, they would fast during the spring before they planted their seeds because they knew without God's providential hand, they wouldn't get the rain, and they wouldn't get the weather they needed to have their crops. So they would fast before they planted, and then they would celebrate and have a feast after the harvest. All in honor and respect to God. All dealing in prayer.
Amen.
And they had
families. There's no getting away from it.
No way.
No matter how much they attack our foundations, they will never go because they are setting God's pillars.
That's right.
They're not going to go.
And
pillars, speaking of which, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, the Christian religion, friends.
That's right.
I was curious, though, Jake, when you were talking about Squanto.
Yeah.
You got a brother like named Squeecho?
Well, I am actually part Native American, and that actually helps me relate with.
You racist.
Exactly.
I thought our forefathers got rid of you, Jake.
No, actually, you know what? There's a lot of stories about that, too. The Pilgrims were separatists. They came from England. These were religious men and women.
Yes, spirit and preachers.
They purchased the land from the Indians. They traded with the Indians. If it wasn't for the Indians and the white men having relations, Europeans, I should say, having relations, the Europeans would have never lasted. Now, do you think the Indians hated that? Now, was there bad stuff in the past? Yes. And what did we do with that? Christianity, true Christianity, eradicated
that.
That's
right.
So we could have more liberties.
Yes.
So we could grow. This is the analogy yesterday. We talked about the baby in the bathwater.
Great, great point. What is it, the bad guys that righted the wrongs?
No.
No.
It's the bad guys that created the wrongs, the good guys.
But this is their mentality.
Totally
Look
is.
At those forefathers.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the bad part, remember?
Exactly.
Remember when you read the Bible, you can see David, the man after God's own heart? God always made the distinction between the works of the flesh and the spirit.
Yep.
And God's anointing on David, he's the one that fell with Bathsheba. There is no justifying it. As a matter of fact, in Scripture, God condemned David's sin, friends.
Publicly.
He didn't justify it.
Yep.
There was recompense to be paid to God as punishment for his sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was.
Yep. And you can see recompense throughout the ages in America, speaking of mainly the Civil War. But you start with Hezekiah, who's a good king. Then you have Manasseh, who's a bad king. Bad things happen when a bad king was there. The people stepped up to the plate. Josiah becomes a good king.
Yeah, so the fruit of bad is what?
Right. So they don't say, throw away the temple, Israel. I mean, look at Manasseh. He's insane. He was enslaving people.
Yeah.
He was killing people, killing babies.
No, but we got to keep in mind, these
totally
are the same people that are willing to crucify the Christ and ask for Barabbas.
That's right.
They were
murderer.
Folks, they were crucifying Christ as they were asking for a murderer to be put in his place.
They would prefer it.
As they were doing the committing of the act of murder. That's exactly the mindset that you're dealing with today. This is communism. And just like the forefathers of communism, they said where communism begins or ends, I'm sorry, where what was that quote?
About the atheists?
No. Oh. That's the atheism begins, but that's a cult.
Yeah.
The communists said that atheism was a quote, and I'm looking over at one of our producer's friends, but there was an exact quote where it talks about the beginning and ending of communism. And it talks about life, I believe. Where communism begins, life ends.
Yeah.
And it really does. It self-destructs.
That's right.
But so in the meantime, I'll wait for her to get to that point. Mm-hmm. But let's jump over to the next topic real quick.
Yep.
Okay. 56 million dead in the name of government control.
Government gun control.
Yes. government gun control. 56 million dead in the name of government gun control. Well, let's go to the smartest that these revisionists have. A guy named Billy Bob Mayer.
Oh.
Real dude. He's like of the baser sort in every sense of the word.
Intelligent talk television?
I think so.
Owned by Viacom?
But just to kind of parallel Thanksgiving with gun control, I want you to hear. Oh, and by the way, here comes MSNBC again. She just happened to be an analyst. I know it's an analyst, friends, but it's so bad I got to call her an analyst because she really is. She should just sew her lips shut.
She likes to study the smelly thing.
Yeah, her name is Alex Wagner. She's an analyst from MSNBC.
She's on our Facebook.
And I want you to listen to Bill Mayer's first comment. How do we change the Constitution, said the communist. And then the little communist jumps behind him. And then there's others as well. Daryl Issa gets involved, and he knocks it out of the park. And then we get another actor in there who kind of strains at the gnat and swallows the camel. What's his name, Gary?
Bill Engvall.
Okay, did they hear you?
Bill Engvall.
Okay, he's an actor. Okay?
He's an actor.
So let's dissect this before we start gun control. And this is about gun control. This is setting the premise as to what we're going to talk about over the next hour and a half. Go ahead and play this piece.
Let's ask Ali. What would you change in the Constitution?
Well, I'm going to be pilloried for this. I get rid of the Second Amendment.
Stop. We're going to dissect it, and then I'll play it out. What would you change in the Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something, Billy Bob Mayer. What has made you the freest people in this planet, on this planet? What makes you free? What stands between you and your freedoms besides your God-given rights, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights? What stands between you and your freedoms? Your right to bear arms. Okay? He wants to change the Constitution. This administration wants... These people are falling hook, line, and sinker, as exactly what Vladimir Lenin rightly said. The useful idiots. They are. They undo themselves. They act like they're not on the same boat. They mean to sink our part of the ship, friends. The silent majority. These people, because they're tolerated, remain there, only attempting to shoot more holes in the base of your boat. Only an attempt to sink it.
You know, I've never thought about this, but I've heard this piece, and you can find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. He asks her, what would you change in the Constitution? Now, our founders was the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. The Federalists believed in the Constitution. They wanted a national Constitution, a stronger federal government.
Ooh.
And so they bring forth this Constitution. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton are writing the Federalist Papers, John Jay. Then the Anti-Federalists actually come into the place, and they say no Constitution because we don't want to amass federal central power because it might wield its control over the states. So then finally the debate starts to win in favor of the Federalists. We're going to get a Constitution. It's just going to happen. It's going to be ratified. So then the Anti-Federalists step up to the plate and say, well, listen. And Thomas Jefferson said this too. He said he loved the Constitution, but he just wished it had one thing, and that was called a Bill of Rights. Why a Bill of Rights?
The thou shall nots to government.
Exactly. Why a Bill of Rights? Because what they said is government would eventually take the Constitution, and they would say that their powers are innumerous. They're not enumerated. It'd flip it.
Yeah.
So that's why we have a Ninth and Tenth Amendment,
by the way. Is that what they're attempting to do today?
Exactly. So yes. This woman is asked, what would you change in the Constitution? The Constitution is supposed to protect your rights. So you would think she would say, well, I would add more rights for this person or that person or bring more rights to the people. But no, she attacks the very thing in the Constitution
right.
That protects our rights.
Okay, and the quote that I was looking for earlier, Heather just threw it up on the board, by Karl Marx, the grandfather, forefather of death itself. Communism begins where atheism begins. Now, these people say they don't believe in God, so therefore they don't believe that they've got rights.
Yeah.
They think they derive their privileges from the state. In other words, God is now the state to these people.
Yep.
Oh,
community.
And to their own demise, friends, they do sink their own ship. Just don't let them do it on the account of America and as a whole. Friends, it's got to stop. We'll be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977. This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about 56 million dead in the name of government gun control, and then we're over to the best that the revisionists have, the modern-day brainiac, who's about as brain dead as they get. Man, I really don't mean to say that, but you know what? It's true, guys. It's so bad. They are so anti-American, it's sick. Mm-hmm. It's criminal.
They're feeding on the wrong source.
Right before the break, we just talked, we played a piece by Bill Mayer asking Alex Wagner, MSNBC news analyst. I don't know how she knows how to analyze anything if she doesn't have the facts.
Yeah.
How does she decipher or discern or make the distinction between what's right and wrong when she has no foundational educational?
Yeah, that's a circular
educational
thing.
Okay, but in saying that, what's interesting is the first thing Bill Mayer said is, what would you do to change the Constitution? Folks, are you listening to what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can say one thing that I would do to change the Constitution. I would go back to the 17th Amendment. And I would eliminate that because I think that the senators should not be popularly elected because that's too much of a democracy. I think the state legislatures should be in part. So there is things I would switch about it, but that also isn't right. But going back to the Bill of Rights, when he asks her, what would you change? She went right after your rights, America.
Yeah.
When you ask nowadays this administration what they would change, they go right after your rights, which is why the Bill of Rights was put there as a big, huge wall because...
Rights. Not the privileges,
exactly.
Rights.
And they were rights that were always acknowledged. We hold these truths to be self-evident, Jefferson said. They smack you in the face. They're always there. They're evident to everybody.
Yeah.
They're presuppositions. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, Article 10 of the Bill of Rights said, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. What that was saying is our Constitution gives the government enumerated powers. What we say it can do no other. It can't assume rights and privileges to take away our rights and privileges. We tell it what to do. The Antifederalists said, no, that's not enough, because eventually we're going to become dummied down in society, and big government interests will come in and step in, and then the government will start to make the people subservient to it. So we need a Bill of Rights, ensuring they will never take away our right to life, our right to liberty, our right to property or the pursuit of happiness, our First Amendment, our right to religious freedom, our right to free speech, our right to the press. None of these things should be taken. Our right to bear arms, our right to a trial by jury, etc. Going through the Ten Amendments. And the last amendment, of course, was the fact, the plain wall, that said the government cannot go outside of these confines that we tell it. Those rights belong to the states or the people, respectively.
Okay, next point. Play the next piece. Bill Mayer talking about changing the Constitution.
She wants to go for your rights.
What do you? What would you change in the Constitution?
Well, I'm going to be pilloried for this. I'd get rid of the Second Amendment, right to bear arms. I just think, in the grand scheme of the rights that we have, right of assembly, free speech, I mean, owning a gun does not, it does not tally on the same level as those other constitutional rights were given. And
go ahead, Jay.
What happened to a people, historically speaking, that were unarmed, and a neighboring country came into their country and said, hi, how you doing? Let's do commerce together.
56 million dead in the name of government gun control.
They mow you down.
Yes.
If you're not armed, they are not interested in commerce. They're interested in goods.
That will never, ever happen. Never. We'll get to that second hour.
Go ahead. It's happening right now all day long in the Middle East. Yeah. You have tribes and factions that aren't getting along. And what are they using to settle their discrepancies?
The guns that are given through Benghazi, through the ambassador, through this administration.
So
it's like Fast and Furious in Mexico.
So what should somebody do who wants to protect his family and his country?
Give up your right to bear arms, man.
Those dirty guns.
And where you have good government, they're arming the people just like George Washington did at the foundation of our country. Now you have an administration and useful idiots that are trying to disarm you. And yet this analyst, she's talking about free speech, Jake, by getting rid of the Second Amendment. Right. Lady, when you get rid of the Second Amendment, your free speech is no longer there. You lost that along with your right to bear arms. Analyst.
Exactly.
I'm trying to abstain.
You cannot protect. It's like having a big pot of gold.
We trust them. They would never do anything bad to us. Never, ever, 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 ever.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, there's so many different...
Jake, so she wants to hang on to her freedom of speech, but she wants the eradication of Article 2 of the Bill of Rights,
and then
the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, violated, so it's not for the courts to come in and rip the pith and marrow out of, because, friends, you have rights given to you by God, not privileges given to you by the state.
And any common sense, normal thinking human being understands that.
Well, of course, they're not normal. Are they even human, do you think?
They're going to kill their humanity. It's like the guys that are out in the middle of, and only hippies would do this, they're out in the middle of the ocean on a boat, and all of a sudden one of the hippie leaders says, you know what, man, I'm sick of being in this boat, man. We shouldn't be in the boat. We're confined and constricted.
Yes.
We should be walking on the water, man. And then he gets a revolution going, and everybody smokes out of a big bong, and they jump out of the boat, and they walk on water.
No offense, you Ron Paulers.
Drown.
No offense, Ron Paulers.
We're sick of being constricted by the boat, man. The boat is what's keeping you alive, just like guns are what's keeping your rights secure.
Wait, you're identifying right now. You're defining a libertarian, Jake. It's like the little bird. Let me give the analogy of the little bird. Tweet, tweet, tweet. The little bird was on the boat, and you're right. It was sick and tired of being confined. It was out in the middle of the ocean, so what it decided to do, because it wanted to be free, it started to fly away from the boat, the base, the foundation. So he flew and he flew and he flew. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
He's free.
And all of a sudden, he noticed that he couldn't see the shoreline.
Freedom!
He thought to himself, I better get back to that base, that foundation, because if I don't, I'm going to die out here. So what does the little bird do? He turns around and he goes back to the boat. And he learned the lesson that that's the best place to be.
There's his freedom.
And there is true freedom and liberty there.
That's right.
It's not outside the confines of law. Because without the confines of law, friends, you don't have liberty.
That's right. And this
is that simple.
And this is where libertarians would say, well, MSNBC is a bunch of idiots. They're communists. But they don't realize how close their ideologies are.
Aligned.
MSNBC would say, get rid of the Constitution and invoke communism. Libertarians would say, get rid of God and anything else, including communism.
Well, that's the first thing you have to do, said Karl Marx. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Where communism, I just actually tweeted this for everybody, where atheism begins, communism begins.
And Vladimir Lenin said that it was a cult. Yeah. And he said it was contrived by the communists. So when you hear atheism, friends, untrue. They are communists from start to finish, and they know what they do. Let me ask you a question, friends. If that's not true, why is it that the atheists are the ones attacking your Constitution?
Yep.
Why?
Constitutional rights.
Why? Who are they attacking? Self-destructing is what they're doing.
That's right.
They really are.
It's just like taking your guns away.
It is.
You take away God, you have no defense for
Let's take some calls, and we're going to keep talking about this second hour, friends. You got Liz in South Dakota, Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
talking about birds. What?
I said talking about birds. We got a little parrot right next to me.
I'm a little bird. Well, I just wanted to comment on Alex Wagner. I actually kind of like her because she makes me sound like a genius when I'm really not all that smart. It's just kind of, the Second Amendment is just common sense. And it's really sick how liberals think they can, you know, re-engineer the Constitution every few years like an iPad, as, you know, Star Parker said. It's really sick, and that's what is going on with the Bible these days, too, as Christians. They're compromising the word and changing the word to satisfy their own flesh.
You're right.
Which is why, you know, it's obvious why, you know, the moral foundation of this country is destructing, because Christians aren't holding the line.
You know what's interesting about all that? And all the while, they continuously compromise their walk as patriots and as Christians, again, one and the same. And what do they lose? They lose Christ, and therefore, what's the end of that? They lose their freedoms.
That's right.
And the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Yep.
And when we see what Christ died for, namely our sins, we're guilty of putting him on the cross. Guess what we do? We do nothing to violate that sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And the American people need to understand that that's what's missing from the eyes of the American people as a whole, is the price paid for their liberties. Because if they understood it, if they would just look to their family trees, they would find that many in their own family served in foreign wars, and maybe even perhaps many died to give them the freedoms that they have. And we don't do anything to desecrate their memories in the natural, and definitely not in the spiritual, because we are a blood-bought people.
That's right.
So anyways, thank you for the call, Liz. She's right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just wanted to say this, and I just wanted to say this, and I just wanted to say this. See, I do have a little... You hear that?
Yeah.
It's a parrot, everything I say. See, like Alex Wagner, like she, everything Phil says to her, guess what she does? She mimics it, doesn't she?
Like Alex Wagner, she mimics it, doesn't she?
Yeah, but I want to tell you something really quick. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Phil, knock it off. I'm tired of reciting everything you tell me all the time. Every one of us at MSNBC, everything you say, we always...
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Phil, knock it off. I'm tired of reciting everything you tell me all the time. Every one of us at MSNBC, everything you say, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Phil, knock it off. I'm tired of reciting everything you tell me all the time. Every one of us at MSNBC, everything you say...
Did you hear that, Al Sharpton? Did you hear that, Ed Schultz? Did you hear that, Mr. Matthews? Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Al Sharpton?
Mr.
Did you hear that, Alex Wagner? Phil, say it.
Did you hear that, Ed Schultz? Did you hear that, Mr. Matthews? Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Al Sharpton? Did you hear that, Alex Wagner? Phil, that Al Sharpton. Did you hear that, Ed Schultz? Did you hear that, Mr. Matthews? Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Alex?
I think everybody got the point.
I got it.
I had a point. Proof to Liz that I really did have a parrot right here. Well, I mean, that's what these people are. They're parroting the communists that are dictating. Friends, we'll be right back after this break for hour two. Stay with us, and we'll take some more phone calls. 1-877-807-9977.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.